Aside from walking the dog around the block, my idea of outdoor activity might stretch to a walk along the seawall, or through the well-marked trails of Pacific Spirit Park. As for sports, I do cycle a lot, those two wheels being the only ones I have. So when guest editor Corey Lee suggested adaptive adventures as the theme for this issue, I was very curious to see what that entailed. Sure, I thought they'd include travel, sports, and other activities, but had no idea how extreme some of these would be. Thrill-seeker Corey Water skied as a youth, hurt himself, then got back up to zip line over an alligator-infested lake. And all that only increased his thirst for adventure. Corey encourages us all to step out of our comfort zone. And that's something we see the subjects and contributors of this issue do in spades. 11-year-old Ashton Dunford might be blind, but skiing puts him on top of the world. Teen Cody Mendenhall, who has CP, snowboards down the slopes as fast as she can because it makes her feel so good. Neither youth has let their challenge act as a deterrent, only one more thing to consider, like wearing the right socks and layers to stay warm. When I tried skiing, I couldn't even get off the chairlift and had to ski down the mountain in a zigzag so wide it nearly took me into another province. When our amazing team of researchers and writers dug into the topic, they found enough adaptive sports organizations to fill the issue, and probably six more. We've highlighted many of these, charitable and non-profits who are passionate to serve people with disabilities who want, and have every right, to do everything that able-bodied persons do. Of course, it's not just about doing extreme adventures. It's about doing them right, and we filled this issue with tips and advice so everyone can have a blast and stay safe. Kelly Naroski had so much great input we had to split her article into two. And many less adventurous readers might feel simpatico with her lazing at the edge of an infinity pool, glass of wine in hand. We also got to know Alvaro Silberstein better in our interview with him. He founded Wheel the World, and it's clear how his verve and tenacity have made the company such an international leader in the adaptive travel industry. Jennifer Allen joins us again to share information by and for parents who have a child with a disability in a new column, Family Fun. No limits. We also share an exciting new college hospitality program that aims to improve experiences for people with disabilities. This magazine is international, but our offices are in the Pacific Northwest, a region known for its wealth of nature and abundance of outdoor activities. We have many great contributors from this region, but it's clear that adaptive adventures are, ahem, gaining speed around the world. They are only going to get bigger, better, and more extreme. Whether your jam is skiing or boarding, swimming or diving, cycling, hiking, bungee jumping or ziplining, paragliding or parachuting, we've got you covered in this spring 2023 issue. Whatever your challenges are, it's time to carpe diem and get adventurous. Chances are that someone has already done, and written about, whatever you're considering. If not, then go ahead and be the first. Then tell us about it, so we can share it with the world. As always, it's the bloggers, vloggers, and Instagrammers who are at the heart of this publication. They are the ones reporting back from the front lines. These rebels, nomads, and fearless adventurers are fully engaged in living life. Be sure to check out their sites, allowing their posts to inform and inspire you, as they do us. But beware, some of their words and videos might leave you breathless, might catch your heart in your throat, or make you slap a hand over your mouth or eyes. Just be careful, we don't want anyone, even our readers, to get hurt.